This past weekend, August 2nd through the 4th, the Mateel Community Center and Hot Milk Entertainment threw the annual Reggae on the River Festival at the County Line Ranch in Piercy, Humboldt County. The first Reggae on the River was held in 1984 as a fundraiser for the Mateel Community Center after the community hall was burned down. It continued on through many iterations until 2019. With Reggae on the River back, this year's slogan was "The Legacy Continues," celebrating the return of the festival in the hands of local producers. We spoke with Humboldt Hot Air Reggae DJ Mary Jane, who was covering the event and told us about her first time reggae experience.
I think these are the vibes intended. Like, it's giving original vibes, peace and love, nothing but happiness. Like, it's hard to be mad here. It's very Irie. We've all been trying to define what Irie means to us, and I think this festival is it.
K-Mud's Lauren Schmidt also caught up with Nick Riley, the media and marketing director for the Mateel and Reggae on the River, to ask how it went and what we can expect for future festivals.
My name is Nick Riley, and I am the media and marketing director for the Mateel and Reggae on the River. And then I also helped run the box office ticketing and admissions for the Mateel this year.
I think everyone wants to know, how did it go?
It went beyond expectations, to be honest. It was such a good vibe all the way around all weekend. We had way more people attending than we initially expected. We were just hoping that the community would come out and support it. And, you know, it was what they were looking and asking for. And they really blew us away. Yeah, walking around the bowl on Sunday night, it was a lot of people having a lot of fun. That's all I keep saying. That's what it's all about.
Was it successful enough that it will return again?
A couple things on that I will say, just take this moment. So, you know, we did take on a partner coming back this year, Hot Milk Entertainment. And I hope a lot of people by now have, you know, learned who they are. But if not, it's run by Leo, who is a member of Gorilla Takeover, a longtime sound system in the area, who has personally been involved with Reggae on the River since basically he was born at this point, you know, just a long time devotee who really just wanted to see it come back. And so there's no corporate involvement at all. I can say that personally, I've been part of the team to kind of spearhead bringing us into the future and learning how to try to make a sustainable event like this happen in Southern Humboldt. Sorry, I'm losing my voice a little here, long weekend. But a lot of things that you see that are kind of new and upgrade and might look like, you know, oh, is someone else involved that shouldn't be? Just rest assured, it's just us kind of upgrading into the new world and trying to meet people where they're at and make this as accessible for the old timers who want to do it the old way as we can for, you know, the young kids trying to make this their new destination. And so for the second part of it, I can say that it was overwhelmingly a success. You know, lots of things to work out being the first year back, especially at a new venue, at least for Reggae on the River. But we have definitely, the conversation about next year is already happening. I'll put it that way. It is beyond success for us, and we couldn't have hoped for more. And, you know, as much as we do want to improve and will in the future and hopefully, you know, bring this back to the even larger status that it was. But yeah, beyond expectations this year, both financially and as far as attendance goes. So really, it's all a big thank you to the community for supporting us. You know, I think everyone realized that it was kind of taking a chance here. But really, we just wanted to give the people what they wanted, you know, and I felt like the community really needed this along with everyone else here. I can't officially say it, but I would say keep an ear out for 2025 for sure.
K-Mud also asked our social media followers what they thought of the festival, and reviews were overwhelmingly positive. Quote, "The highlight of my weekend was Saturday night at the River Stage when Leo's production of The Sound Clash was by far the coolest live performance I've ever seen in a long time and was such a breath of fresh air for my search for new musical experiences. It was raw and gritty with a hint of like a boxing match or MC battle. I was with my best boy, jumping up and down with my people. I was home." Another commenter said, "Music was killer. I love talking with everyone. I met so many awesome people and swapped some very cool stories. Felt Irie vibes throughout the grounds day and night. It was my first Reggae on the River, and it's probably one of my favorite festivals I've ever been to." Some memorable performers from this year's lineup included Pressure Best Pipe, Conscience, Sister Nancy, Capleton, Lila Ike, Lutton Faya, Jay Boog, Natalie Rise, and so many more. It was a beautiful sunny weekend on the river. Anthony B. was also back at the festival and shouted out longtime K-Mudder and founder of the festival, Carol Bruno.
Yes, my people, I was told I got to take some rest, but I say I could never miss reggae on the river. I remember the queen is like a mother to me. Her name is Carol Bruno. Yes, she was a mother to me. So we want to raise your hands like this for the queen in her memory. Give it up for Mama Carol Bruno. Yes, I was in the hospital few days ago on my bed, and I say, if it's one thing I gotta do, I got to be here at Reggae on the River. So I know tonight I can't rail up and kick up like I want to. Yeah. I was in Jamaica few days ago for Reggae Sunfest. Yeah. I was drinking some fish tea and a bone went down inside of my belly. Bore my tribe. So I had to go to the doctor and have a surgery. And they say, when you're gonna do what you do tonight, take your time. So I can't rail and kick like I want to. But I could never miss Reggae on the River. No, my people. So this is my state. But I'm here for you. Yes, I'm here because I love you so much. So this is why I'm here. My doctor said, take your time. But I'm here to sing my heart out, cause I love you very much. I could never let you down, my people. So give it up for Reggae on the River. Holy music can free my soul, my soul.
The live broadcast, which includes performances and interviews, is still available for 2 weeks on the KMUD archive at kmud.org. For KMUD News, this is Naralee Devaney.
So let the music